I'm Britta Wigginton.
I'm Brett Scholes.
And I'm Maddie Gibson.
We're a group of early career researchers.
And we're all from the International Society of Critical Health Psychology,
otherwise known as ISCHIP.
And you're listening to The Operative Word.
Welcome to the overview of Volume 1 of The Operative Word. Over the next year, we will be releasing an episode every 2 months. Today, your editorial team, that's me, Brett Scholes, Ali Gibson and Britta Wigginton, are just whetting your appetite and discussing the motivation and concept of the operative word.
So the idea for this podcast was born out of our last conference in Loughborough in the UK in July 2017.
Yeah, and this came about from an impromptu conversation that the three of us were having about our favourite podcasts. And do you remember how we were commenting on how few academic podcasts are available, and particularly ones that take a critical lens looking at social issues?
Neda Mahmoudi and Glenn Yankovsky at the same conference were running a podcast workshop.
I'm referring here to co-editor of the ISCHIP website, Dr. Neda Mahmoudi from Leeds Beckett University. Dr. Glenn Yankovsky is also from Leeds Beckett University and will be the special guest in issue 5 of volume 1.
And we kind of realized that ISCHIP could have a podcast. Why doesn't it have a podcast? Particularly given that at every conference, we often talk about ways of bridging some of the geographical and socioeconomic barriers to attending the conference in person. We thought that a podcast would be one way to enable a bit more participation in the community between conferences.
Yeah, so the aim of this podcast really is then to provide an alternative forum for us to talk about things relating to critical health psychology research, discussions, perspectives.
We hope that it would be a resource for students and also for those who are involved in teaching and research.
Yeah, and the podcast takes the format of a journal. So our first volume for 2018 will involve episodes which build on some of the issues covered at our 2017 conference. And each episode is about 30 minutes. And just to give you some context, our idea for calling it the operative word was to encapsulate the core messages that speakers or researchers are trying to get across in their talks or work. And
almost a way of distilling a message,
yeah.
A way of breaking it down to a simple take-home word.
That is the operative word.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Operative Word, the podcast of the International Society of Critical Health Psychology. We would love to continue this conversation with you. If you have any comments, follow our Twitter account at CritHealthPsych and or use the hashtag TheOW, short for The Operative Word.
Please don't forget to like and subscribe to the podcast and find any further information at the ISCHIP website. That's ischp.info.
You can keep up with the editorial team on Twitter too. Ali Gibson is at Ali F. Gibson. Britta Wigginton is at Brit_Wig. And I am on Twitter at Brett_Scholes.